Yeah, but I've read more books. That's what I was saying. Just kidding.
You can have it full, but have you read those? Right? That's what he's trying to say.
You are older.
I've stolen more books than... No, I'm
just... You've stolen more books?
Thank you. As you pointed out, I am older.
Hi, here's Peter Savick. I'm a member of The Mix, and we are listening to Comic Pop Library.
To another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Luis,
Jonathan,
and Lenny.
And in today's episode, we are going to be reviewing Moonlapse's album Conscious, and it is brought to us by Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR. So thank you, Amanda, for doing this for us again. And what we just came in on was the single Conscious from the album. The whole album, as you can see, basically the trance type music, yep. And that's pretty much what they describe ambient. It as. They here call it progressive cinematic rock project, and I can say, okay, I can kind of see that too.
Yeah, a bit of a rock feel.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of a definitely bit electro of feel.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah.
Definitely. And this is Moonlapse is Ben Strick, and one of the things that is an interesting concept that he's going for. It's purely an instrumental album.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, currently it is downloadable from his website, absolutely free, so you can get all 9 songs downloaded, no cost to you. So that's nice. He knows this is, and I think he realizes this is kind of a album that's not going to appeal to the masses.
Right.
This is going to appeal to a select group. So he's putting it out there. This is his first album, his first venture, testing the waters, basically, and then hopefully progress from there to other albums. One of the drawbacks, and one of the, I don't know if it's a plus, the shortest song is just a smidgen over 5.5 minutes long. The longest song is over 10 minutes long.
Wow.
Good thing we didn't listen to
it. Right?
So, you know, this is an album where you're going to want to be in a state where you're just kind of chilling. You're just putting it in, smoking a cigar, having a bottle of scotch. Yeah. A glass of scotch, just soaking it all in.
A small bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Or just put it in just and fall asleep. Right. Pretty much.
Can do it like when you're doing homework or something.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be something that you would do while you're doing homework. Yep.
Just, yeah, something you want to calm down to. It's not really like something you jam out, put in.
Right.
And some people, I'm not one of them, but some people enjoy this type of stuff when they're reading too. It kind of gives them a soundtrack for the book sometimes. And then I know one of the notes that I really put down for especially the first song and a lot of the guys when we were listening to all the songs was the electronic pop fantasy feel adventure gaming.
That's what I was thinking. I thought video games.
So. Just put in D&D and you're good.
Right.
Perfect.
The ancestral spirit was more reflective. It's more... You know, like I said, meditative.
Which one is that one? The second one?
Yeah, the second one.
I thought it was sensual.
So that was...
I thought it was really, really sensual. I'm like...
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Yeah.
I wanted him to say it. I didn't want to... Just stick quiet.
I'm waiting, John.
Okay, I thought it was pornographic music.
So you know where to use that one.
Yes. Don't know where that one came from, Ben, but hey, okay.
It was really sensual. That's what I thought. Like when I
sensual?
Sensual.
I think it was sensual, too. It was sensual, sensation.
So. Anything with S and show at the end.
Yeah.
And some of these, like Conscience, I think it was Inheritance was another one. You can either go with a fantasy gaming or a sci-fi kind of cinematic, because he does say it's a cinematic project. I could see this really adapting to a cinema.
I bet you there's a laser light show.
True. There would probably,
I bet you there
almost
possible.
Has to be. I need a laser light show with this.
And there are two songs, Our Awakening and Our Vision. They are, and Our Awakening is the over 10 and a half minutes long.
Wow.
Our Vision is almost 6 minutes. But the way they dovetail together, like it's almost like a continuation. And I think the way he named them, Our Awakening, Our Vision.
Oh, I got to stop. It's been over 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay, but I got to finish.
So I think that was intentional on his part, but.
It kind of seems like it wouldn't be intentional on his part.
The Ever, again, sounded like another fantasy. Be good for a fantasy gaming aspect.
They ever make another D&D movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Inheritance, it started out kind of like a end credit type deal.
Right,
yeah.
And then it changed its beat almost 30 seconds in or something.
I made a comment that I thought it was kind of like really funeral shifted. Music. And then the minute that it started upbeat, we're like, oh, never mind.
Right when it changed, I was like, whoa, what, is the same song?
So that one had a little bit of a jar in it, so that, jarring effect to it, just because of that shift of tempo. That didn't
it
set well with
it
me.
Was,
I don't know about
it was
the rest
kind
of you guys.
No, it was really weird because, I just envisioned, like, a funeral and the casket. I'm just like,
I didn't go
this,
that far.
This is like really, really sad.
The ending of a movie, you know.
And then,
not a death.
And then they upbeated it. I'm like, oh.
This is the saddest porno ever.
And then the very last song, the ninth one, The Distant Past.
I like that
one. Put
that
one
that
as
was
a contemplative piece. Again, that's one you could put at the end of a show again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, that one was one of the best ones because I was thinking all kinds of lyrics that could go with it. Like, I thought it was more of an inspirational beat than anything.
Whenever I never try to come up with lyrics for instrumentals. I always try to imagine montages from fantasies, like, you know, just like movies or whatever, where like it's a montage, so they need instrumental music going in the background. And this one seemed like it could have been a lot of different things. I in my mind, I was on Endor a lot.
So. Right, and that's why I said the settings gives me that fantasy setting.
It definitely has a fantasy feel to it.
So we were talking about doing things in your head. You know, this is something that I could listen to this music and run stuff through my head.
Right.
And, if you're the creative type, think of things that you want to put down or not. To me, it's just, this is, like you said, an indoor scene or some type of scene in Star Wars or Star Trek. Or
right.
Luis, I think, mentioned while we were listening to the songs, Halo, we kind of reminiscent of some of those songs. So,
I didn't think of Halo right off, but now I can see it. Halo, I used to play some Halo, yeah.
And all of this is pretty much techno. There are no actual live instruments, which is kind of different, but not too different in this day and age. Everything was computer generated,
which I found interesting. I thought it was kind of cool that they did that. When you were saying instrumental, I was like, oh god,
I like,
well, see, to me,
guitars and everything.
Yeah,
you can't be an instrumental without any instruments.
Well, the keyboard is an instrument.
Okay, fine. Let's nip that pick here.
But one of the things is, for me personally, I enjoy the music, but to me, if it would have been instrumentals, it would have been so much fuller, to me, much more enjoyable.
Right.
That's me with my experiences with the music and the computer-based music. Ben has the opposite view. He likes the instrumental music because he can do different things with it, which that was his goal, you know, is to experiment with the different sounds. And you can do that with an instrument, like whether it's a violin or whatever it might be, the guitar, but with this one, he can drag out or...
There's so much more room for expansion right. and playing with the margins of what each sound can...
What he was wanting to do.
Yeah, it was really...
And it makes it a lot easier than, learning how to play guitar or, like you say, a violin.
True.
I imagine it's probably got to be one of the hardest things to do. I mean, because to mix music well, you do have to pretty much understand music.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
In a pretty totalitarian way. So, like, you know, and if he's mixing it at the best it can be possibly be mixed. One thing I find that I don't like about trance and electronic music is that they tend to try to go as far as they can with every song. There's always a noise that I'm not expecting. And I would like to see this kind of music made with more of a traditional, like, to, you know, with where they would work with more with their melodies and more with their,
right,
instead of just the sounds.
I can see that.
The sounds are doing all the work for them.
Right.
Also, and this might lend in what you're talking about, I'm not sure, but it's like it kept going, like you were saying, and there was never no crescendo to bring it down.
Yeah, no, definitely with
that. So that's something I kind of missed.
Well, it's hard to have a melody without words, but
right.
I think it's more possible than they think. Yeah, I think that a lot of moo cows and also movie music is instrumental, and a lot of it does tell a story very well, especially like movies, TV shows.
Right.
The movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall is about a man that makes movie music, and he does. That's what they do. They paint the scene with just sounds, with just usually, right, and he says it's usually always ominous blah 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 tones. You know, it's easy. But
well, that's what I kind of thought with Primeval Nature. I thought it was going to be a darker sound, but then it came out still being a light sound, like everything else. So it's
It was very light. It was very
for Primeval.
Like, it seemed like I could listen to this whole album as long as I was in a Korean music video.
You talked about movies and TV series. It started out as a movie and then translated into a TV series. And Luis and Jonathan, you guys probably will not get this reference. Lenny, you might not. But Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, the theatrical movie, or if you want to say they turned it into kind of like a pilot for the actual series, but there was a theatrical movie.
Sorry, Richard, I'm not that old. I only climbed on board at Duck Dodgers. So, but the actual Buck Rogers, I'm sorry, I missed that.
The Buck Rogers movie with Gil Gerard and Aaron Gray and all them. There was a scene
Buck
in it.
Rogers.
There was a scene in it where they are on the dance floor and they're playing this music, synth music type stuff. Like, this is going, and he goes up to him and says, "Speed it up a little bit," to kind of get a little bit
still
of a
still better
pop
than
rock
the cantina music, there, right?
I mean, so this really felt
another
like that
Star
to
Wars
me.
Reference.
Yeah, and Jonathan's over there. Buck Rogers. Check it out and watch it.
Well, I didn't know who Harold the Duck was, and Michelle kind of showed me that yesterday.
Jonathan's finding out how young he is.
I'm younger than him, and I knew who he was.
I still can't believe how old Clueless is.
See, that one I do know.
But Buck Rogers, an old sci-fi TV series. Okay. But again, it started out as a theatrical release. A lot of people forget that.
I've heard of it.
Lasted two seasons. First season was all right. Second season,
So. They didn't know much about the 25th century.
But it was like cool ships, though. I like the Starfighter. But anyway, getting back to Moonlapse, this is one, again, I think he realizes this is an experimental album. It's going to be for a lesser crowd, a lesser enthusiast. What do I want to say there? For a group that's not, you know, it's not for your pop, it's not for your rock, you know, they have the mainstream following. This is going to be your underground kind of, you know.
I see a lot of people with too much eye makeup listening to this.
No,
it's not goth.
I just see more. Want to do this. For me, this music I've seen just more people who like to study, or you know, just something you want to listen to.
People
study.
Automatically think goth when I say that. You don't think of like
glam rock,
bubblegum glam rock. I knew it wasn't goth. Come on, that goth are not the only people that wear eye makeup. By the way. I was thinking David Bowie. Yes, thank you.
Glam rock, of course.
Marilyn Manson. Those,
I could
those
see
guys.
What.
I can see the co-ed look. What is it? The print? What are they called?
I said Marilyn Manson.
What are they called? The co-ed group. What is that term that they call the co-eds? The primpies?
Preppies.
I don't see preps, though.
Brain fart.
No.
Preps, no.
The
preppy people, no.
You don't a couple of those songs I could see like at raves and stuff.
Maybe when it's over.
Yeah. I don't know about raves. You'd have to experience a rave to really know what a rave is all about.
That's true, Joe.
It's a drive, hard driving.
It's bass like, beat. Yeah. And they have good music. This is good too, but it's not the same.
This is more of the reflective. Yeah. Like I said, it's meditative music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. For raves, you would have to listen to all 10 minutes of it because that's only like the first 3 seconds of a rave.
Oh, I think the rave just continues flow. I don't know.
It just, you know,
17-hour raves, three-song playlist. Yeah.
So this is one, if you're into the experimental, progressive-type instrumental albums, this is one that I think you'd enjoy. I enjoyed pieces of it. I did not enjoy some of it. It was not a bad album, though, as an overall album. It was a good album, I'd say. It is a download at his website for free, or you can pick and choose the singles you want to keep. So go to his website, and we'll have the link on there. It's on our show notes, but it's moonlapseofficial.com, moonlapseofficial.com. So if you'll go there, you can download it and experience the Conscious. Of course, the name of the album pretty much tells you what type of music this is going to be. And I have to admit, we kind of mentioned this before. Yeah. We actually entered this as the cover that he has. We just watched the other day Guardians of the Galaxy, and boy, does that look like Groot. Or a homage to Groot.
Yeah, it does. Is it? Yep. I am Groot.
So, I think Groot would like this music.
Yeah, Groot would love this music.
There you go.
Of course, at the end of the music, he was
just... Yeah, right?
That was good music. That was really good music.
So go on out and go to Moonlapse's. Yeah, go out and find Moonlapse's website and download this. I think anybody that's into this experimental rock will enjoy this one as well. Thank you again to Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR for allowing us to review this. Unless there's any other comments or questions from the guys here.
Don't forget the email thing.
Really? Okay.
Don't forget the email thing. Please.
If you're interested, you can get in touch with us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. Link will also be on our show notes to do that. And we have a Facebook link there as well. If you'll do some comments, email us. We'd be glad to hear from you. Even if it's just say, how you doing? We'll say, how you doing back? We're old country folk, so we'll do that for you. And we will be leaving out with Moonlapse's single, The Distant Past. We've had fun here. I hope everybody's had fun out there. We will see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.